Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of 1 Peter, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. You got to be investing yourself in somebody somewhere. It's your job. You're a believer priest, and you can show your praises. Get out and do something for somebody. It's not about you. It's about Jesus, and He's coming, and you want to have something to give Him. You know, you don't want to come in the back of the line and say, "Well, you know, I don't have much." Well, there was a minute there 10 years ago I did something, but you know, I don't do anything anymore. I don't do anything. Oh, quiet desperation for many. Can't be that for the believer, because of who you are. You're a made man. You're a made woman. And God made you like you are so that you can be exactly where you are at this point of time. So that you can do things nobody else can do but you, because you're the one who's there and you have exactly what you need. You've been fitted because God knows everything. The question becomes, am I going to pick it up? Am I going to take this job and execute, you know, my duty here in God's kingdom? Because He's doing something. I want you to see some things that I just mentioned out of Ephesians in chapter 2, where it talks about we're His workmanship. The Greek word is poieo. We get the word poem. You're not just a work in progress, you're a poem. Everything about your world is going to be talked about for eternity. What struggles, what wins, what losses. I mean, it's not going to be anything odious. It's going to be the thing that all made it happen. Somebody explained it once about all things work together for good to them that love God. The whole idea of if you take all the ingredients of a cake and you start eating some baking soda, yuck. Just give me the bowl of sugar, I'm good. No, got to have some flour, oof. But if you put it all together, right, it begins to... And what do you have to do? You have to apply some heat so that it can congeal. You see, you are somebody. I think sometimes we don't know that. I think our knowledge of who we are. You're loved by God. You know, somebody says, God loves everybody. God loves the world so much that He gave His Son. But He's angry with the sinner every day. Even the plowing of the wicked is sin. So don't mistake the fact that God loves the world so much He gave His Son. That He tolerates, that He accepts people who won't accept the remedy for their sin. Jesus is not squeamish. In one night, He wiped out 185,000 soldiers. Jesus did that. The night at the Exodus, He wiped out all the firstborn in Egypt. And one day He's going to wipe out all the armies that come against Him in Armageddon. And He's going to do it with one word. And the blood's going to splash or slosh all the way over the animals up to their bridles of the horses. Why are they talking about horses? We have cars. Do you realize they're destroying our diesel and all our fuel? And if the EMP went off, you have no cars. Horses are probably going to come into play by the time the tribulation had all of its, you know, third of the grass is burned up, third of the water is turned to blood. I mean, it's going to be a bad day, okay? They're going to find what they can. And by the way, a lot of armies over there on the other side of the globe, they use horses quite routinely. So what I want you to know is that you are somebody. I want you to know you're a poem, you're a masterpiece. One has translated, you are His masterpiece created in Christ Jesus unto good works. What kind of good works, and what is that that qualifies as good? Is good works meaning you drive the speed limit? Is it meaning that you pay your taxes? Is it meaning that you stay inside the navigational? That's all nice. Lost people can do that too. Some people do it because they're living in fear all the time. Some people do it because they're just nice people who are going through life. But you don't get to heaven because of all that. Good works are essentially good works. Good works are tethered in the reality of truth. Good works are sometimes saying something to somebody who needs a word that is not easy to give because they're lost, and if they don't get saved, they're going to go to hell. And you know it, and you can't refrain. You have to speak. Even Jeremiah said, man, I'd had enough. These people, I had had enough. I told myself, I will not say anymore about this God. I will not let this word come from me. He said, but when I was silent, your word burned in my heart. Now, what is the work that God does? Well, the Bible talks about this in Romans chapter 10 and verses 9 and 10. It says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And if you hear that and you say, well, I believe in my heart. Well, wait a minute. He explains what that looks like, because somehow we've lost the plot here. We've lost the truth of it. Oh, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Remember this. James himself says it this way, that demons also believe and tremble. It's not talking about this head knowledge. He says in verse 10 of chapter 10 in Romans, he says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Do you believe unto righteousness? Does it really affect you? And with a mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Are those works? Yeah, they're works. They're works of Almighty God. When you truly believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit breathes all over that. And you become a new creature. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Creation, creation. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Are things new for you, or is this a good addendum to our lives just to go to church once in a while? Just to be in church. Well, I went to church. Dear God, didn't I do everything? He says, listen, people come in that day, they go say, Lord, Lord, did we not go to church? Did we not give our money? Did we not pray sometimes? But when he says he, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, what is righteousness? What is it? Is it giving a dollar at the church? Is it driving the speed limit? Is it paying your taxes? No. That's elementary school right there. Okay? That's everybody needs to do that and you get a fine or something. You see, you got to do that. They'll come after you. You don't do that. You're just obeying laws that the man's got there he can get you for. Right? No. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And what is righteousness? It's Jesus. He has made unto us wisdom and righteousness, the Corinthian letter tells us. You and I have Jesus as our righteousness. And the Bible tells us, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, because they will be filled. I am come, Jesus said, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Do you have life or do you exist? Because life is an active, productive thing, right? If you take the plants, you know, unconscious life, you take unconscious, it's giving off the oxygen, takes in the CO2. It's the filter down here, okay? It filters things. It's God's filter. It's doing good things. But for a believer, for a Christian, for a human, when you get real life, you finally see who He is. The Bible says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. You being a believer priest, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, that's you. And yet those are foreign things if we don't read our Bibles. Do you believe unto righteousness? What is righteousness? It's Jesus. It's confession. It's believing unto behaving in a way that Jesus would behave if He were in your shoes. And that means sometimes telling people about Him when you get a chance. It ought to be something that's always in your mind. Always in your mind. Not just, oh, wow, He reminded me I should. No. And what I want you to see this for is because it's so important. Believing and behaving are not what it's about. It's not knowledge in the head and it's not behaving a certain way. What it is it's something that has affect. It impacts you. And if you don't live for God and you're a bad little boy and a bad little girl for God, He will give you a little swat. It won't be anything more than you can take. If you're a baby in the Lord and you've been saved for 20 years, but you're really only two in the Lord, you see. He doesn't expect from you right now. He's working with you. And what happens is the affect is you may not go out and do things that should be done, but you're going to feel bad about it. Can I help you? I'm trying to help you. You don't know whether you're saved or not? Does it make you feel bad if you don't tell somebody about Jesus? It ought to. It ought to. I don't tell anybody about Jesus. That's not my ministry. Really? what it says in this verse. It says He has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And He says that you, verse 9, that you should show forth the praises of Him. And if you're not doing that, did you believe? Or do you feel bad that you're not doing that, and therefore there's some evidence because it affects you when you believe something? You take a young couple, they've got a baby due, and it's due any minute. And there's these Braxton Hicks for 2 weeks, and they're just exhausted with the whole prospect because they're sitting at a stage of readiness all the time. But what happens is one night those things start coming every 2 minutes. Husband's just young. He's, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. What babies, girls. He's still trying to figure out the woman he married. You know, what's this? You know, because it's so totally different than I thought. And then all of a sudden, you got a baby coming. And he's thinking, I can't deliver a baby. You know, so he's in the car. He's breaking laws. He's thinking, my one job as a man, I'm going to protect my wife. And so every fiber of my being, I'm going to get her there. And it's 30 below zero, and it's 6 inches of snow out there, and you're going to get her there. And it affects you because you believe something. You believe it's your job. And if you fail at that, and something happens terrible, there was a YouTube of some lady delivering right in the car. And they're having a conversation. It's like, I don't know, this lady must have had 10 kids before or something, so she knew the drill. But a newborn, first-timer, I don't think she's going to be, well, here, look what we got, you know. But had the baby right in the car. I'm trying to make a point, though, aren't I? Do you see it? If you really believe it's your job to get her to that hospital so she doesn't die, because she could if it went sideways, you're going to do everything you can to make that happen. If you really believe Jesus died and was buried and rose again for the salvation of everybody you know, you're not going to be able to witness to them all. You don't have words. You're going to get some. That's first order of business. Get some words. Find out how to share Christ. If it's a tract that spoke to you, give them a tract that spoke to you. If it's a preacher that told you how to be saved, take them to that church. If it's a podcast that you love because it's telling people how to be saved. Hey, listen, would you listen to this? Really, just do it for me. Use your rapport with somebody. Because we're not here for nothing. We're not here to acquire and load up down here. Build bigger barns, you know, as it says. Not your job. Your job is to show forth the praises of Him. Because if we're not doing it, they're not going to do it. And would you let somebody else tell somebody about your wife? Or your husband, all the things that you love about them, would you let them do that? You know, somebody comes up and calls your wife a bad name, right? They're doing that every day with our Savior in this world. Go give Him a good name. And that doesn't mean be ugly and fighting, right? What is He saying? I want you to see it, because He told us the whole point gives way, that you should show forth the praises. Because He called you out of darkness into light, marvelous light. And then He says this, you were in time past, not a people, in verse 10, but now you're the people of God because you had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. And I'll tell you, if you got a coupon that was the bomb, okay? Yeah, they used to have bike night and gave free burritos at Chipotle. I think they're the bomb, okay? They're really good. But here's the thing, I got free burritos for an entire summer. It was great. I was in there so much, I thought, well, I'm going to put a card in this little bucket here, and they're going to maybe give me free burritos. We got picked. And we got it twice. I'm telling you guys, see, God wants us to show forth that kind of enthusiasm about Jesus. We receive mercy. Mercy is what they need.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.